You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Thursday, August 26th, 2021. I hope you and your loved ones are all doing well. Hopefully you are all safe as the hospitals in America continue to fill up with COVID patients who are unvaccinated. I say they should all stay home and die. What do you think? Let's discuss. You know, if you're not going to take precautions like taking a vaccination, if you get COVID, I don't think you should go to the hospital. You know, if you don't believe in science enough to take a vaccination, go home and die. You know, the problem is that I hear so many stories of people having emergency needs in a hospital and being turned away because there are no beds, because there are unvaccinated people in the beds. I heard yesterday or the day before of a woman who had a stroke, couldn't get into the hospital, and she died. It's unacceptable, you know. So that's my public service announcement for today, okay? You don't like it? Tough shit. Anyway, so, yeah, so I published really a fascinating article. This is going to be about Masters Nick and Matt in Toronto. It's been a little while since I've featured anything about them. We're going to talk about a little bit of that. I'm not going to go into detail about some things, but yet. But let me just say first and foremost that I have just an overwhelming sense of respect and love for both Masters Nick and Master Matt. They're very precious to me. Like they're my heart and soul, you know, in a lot of ways. I'm in chastity because, you know, in part because of those two. And, you know, every day I'm reminded, you know, of these two great apex alphas in Toronto. Straight alphas, okay? And I've been separated from them for a few months now, where I've been kind of cut off from communication for the most part, from both of them and their faggots too, for that matter. Like, I would reach out and I wouldn't hear anything, and like, I just been kind of in a dead zone. Now, of course, I have a million other things going on, and so I wasn't obsessing about it or anything. I was just kind of hurt, I guess. I'm a faggot, but I've got feelings, right? And mostly they're centered around my pussy. Just kidding. But and here's the other thing. Like, I'm an experienced faggot. You know, you deal with rejection as a faggot. You deal with being cast aside, you know. After 20-some-odd years of serving, I'm certainly a pro at dealing with being rejected or being thrown aside, you know. And so, you know, it always kind of hurts, but I just figured, well, they've got things going on that they don't want me to know about, or, you know, or they don't need my help anymore or whatever. You know, they certainly don't need my help anymore. But anyway, so that's why they have not been on the site very much recently. Part of the reason why. But something kind of exciting happened last week. Now, let me just say something about Master Matt in particular, okay? Because he has been really just a fascinating figure on the website. You know, when I first met him, he was basically a bull in a china shop, you know. He fucked everything. He fucked everything brutally. He didn't give a fuck about anything. It was just breed it and run, you know, and give me the next hole, you know, or whatever. And he was just out of control, you know. You know, he didn't have really any interest in owning faggots. He's a straight alpha, you know. And so it was just breed and pump and dump, you know, like basically was his attitude. And he didn't have any interest in owning faggots or, you know, giving a flying fuck about a faggot, you know, other than he wanted them to be in chastity. But beyond that, you know, that was pretty much his attitude. So, and, you know, then he disappeared for a while. And when he came back, he was a newly kind of reborn alpha, you know. You know, he'd gotten in a relationship with a girl, and he was still kind of in that relationship, but there was something gnawing at him. He was just like, I want to start owning faggots the way Master Nick is, you know. And it was bothering him to the point he just couldn't let it go. And so he came back humbled in a way that I never would have expected from him. And he, you know, in some sense, you know, submitted to Master Nick, you know, essentially saying, you know, teach me what I need to know to be a successful owner of faggots. And Master Nick helped him, you know. And you know, their relationship had been strained before because of some actions that Master Matt had taken. But through this kind of mentorship thing that they went through together, their relationship really, really solidified between, you know, they became real alpha brothers, you know. Formed like a real alpha pack, you know, and Master Jin, of course, had moved away, but Master Jin is very much a part of that too, that alpha pack that they have. And, you know, Master Matt set out to own his own faggots, right? And he did take possession of Michael as his first owned faggot, his own live-in faggot. And then eventually he came to take possession of Jeremy as his second live-in faggot. And so he's been very, very content. Like, you know, he absolutely loves owning faggots in a way that, again, I never, ever expected him to be like that. You know, in the past, when I would talk to him, he just didn't seem to care. But, like, he has really, really developed a deep love and respect for the ownership of faggots. And it's been amazing to see. And sometimes he says things to me that kind of throw me, you know, for a loop. He said this, you know, and I quoted it in the post that I put up about this particular story. He wrote to me this. He said, I cannot begin to explain the wonderful feeling it is to own two beautiful caged faggots that look after my every need and make sure I am living my best life. It has been life-changing for me. I mean, it can't be said any better than that. And it's so to the point, you know. This is why alpha males own faggots right here. You know, because faggots only wish to please and serve their owners. How can an alpha's life not be better by having devoted faggots, you know, serving them? It's perfect. It's a perfect system. It's hierarchical, okay? And so it's always going to work. Master Matt, again, he's come to this understanding, and the thing about it is that he's now getting to the point where he wants to start helping other alphas realize the same kind of fulfillment that he is receiving from owning faggots, okay? And so to that end, last weekend, there was a dinner party over at Master Matt's house. And Master Nick was invited to that party. And Master Matt invited two alphas from his soccer team in college over. And he also invited an alpha from his gym over. Okay. So there were five alphas at this dinner party. And Master Matt's two faggots, Michael and Jeremy, served these alphas all night in terms of they cooked food for the alphas and they ate dinner. They served them the food, you know, like faggots should for men. Got them drinks when they wanted drinks, etc. And just took care of their needs all night while the alphas sat around and talked and joked around and whatever, you know. It was basically the kind of life that superior men should be leading every single day, right? Where they relax together and enjoy each other's company and talk like men while faggots serve them. Even if it's just dinner, okay? Now, the subject did obviously turn to these two faggots that are serving them, right? And obviously these alphas are very curious about all this. And so, you know, Master Nick explained to the alphas that were there, you know, that owning caged faggots, you know, you can be straight and own caged faggots and it doesn't change your sexuality at all. They're here to serve, you know, and you own them and they serve you and life is great, you know. And, you know, these three straight alphas that were there were curious about this whole caging thing, you know. So at one point, while Jeremy was at the table, you know, dealing with serving the men, Master Matt pulled his pants down, revealing Jeremy's caged clit, right? And, you know, the three straight alphas had never seen that before, and they were, like, laughing at it, and they were all kind of laughing about it. Because Jeremy was embarrassed and humiliated, which, you know, I mean, look, faggots are oftentimes made fun of and laughed at by alphas, right? I felt bad for Jeremy because it just, I think he didn't know that his master was going to do that to him, you know? And you have to understand, like, this is Jeremy's first master, hopefully his last master, you know, it'll be forever, you know? But he looks up to Master Matt, you know? And has a lot of respect for Master Matt. And so it's, you know, when somebody that you look up to and serve, you know, treats you like the elephant man in the room, you know, it's, you know, it's humiliating and it hurts a little bit, I think. But anyway, next subject. So, well, that really piqued, though, the interest of those three alphas. They were like, wow, like these two faggots that are serving us tonight are really caged faggots that served these two, you know, these two men that they respect. I mean, you know, this is an alpha pack, okay? These guys they all know each other. They all know that each other is an alpha, you know, and so there's a mutual respect going on there. And to see, you know, Master Nick and Master Matt enjoying the service of faggots, caged faggots, really piqued their interest. One in particular was very interested. His name is Kyler, and he kind of took Master Matt aside, and asked about, you know, maybe trying out one of his faggots. And so when the party dispersed, Alpha Kyler came back to Master Matt's apartment, and Master Matt allowed Kyler to take Jeremy into a room and get head, you know, have Jeremy suck his dick. And Jeremy is a good cocksucker, okay? And so Jeremy got him to, you know, come within 3 minutes. And Kyler was blown away by that. It was his very first, you know, experience using a faggot at all. And so Kyler is now very, very interested in, you know, how he can get a faggot for his own. You see what I'm saying? He now wants to have that same glory and enjoyment that Masters Matt and Nick get to have every day. All it takes is that. You see what I'm saying? And this is something that I kind of really, you know, I'm fascinated by as a faggot. I don't know what an alpha pack feels like from the inside, you know, like I've been the subject of use by an alpha pack, but I'm not an alpha. So like I've never been part of a, you know, that fraternity of alphas, you know? And, so I don't know what it's like except just from observation. But it is very fascinating because alphas do have this kind of code between them. Like, you know, I'm blazing a trail for you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? It's how the human race has survived. You know, you have certain alpha males who blaze a path with their alpha brothers, and other people follow along, you know. And so it's just part of this great hierarchical thing that has basically sustained all of human life, you know. But in this case, you know, Master Matt took the initiative to throw this party with the express interest in training his other alpha brothers about the truth about faggot ownership and, you know, faggot use. And it worked, at least in one case. I think all three of those alphas are interested, but Kyler is definitely interested because of his experience. And that's how alphas pass this stuff on. It's like a legacy. You know, where an alpha passes that legacy, that truth onto, you know, his other alphas. You know, we see it in the case of Master Dino right now. It's happening in real time right now with his alpha sons. He has passed the torch, essentially, that legacy of faggot ownership. He's now passed it on to his sons, and his sons are learning and running with it. So that's just such a fascinating aspect of hierarchy. It's so natural. It is so, so natural. It's just, it's one lion teaching another lion how to hunt. You know, that's all it comes down to. It's just a natural instinct among alphas. And I just, I feel so lucky when I see stuff like this. I feel so lucky to be a faggot that I get to, that I see it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like being the only person that catches a shooting star, you know? Like, whenever I see this kind of magic happen hierarchically, I feel very, very privileged to have lived a life as a faggot where I understand this stuff, and it never ceases to just amaze me and fill me with gratitude. Now, going on in the story from there, Jeremy has found a new faggot for Master Matt to train. His name is Tommy, and Tommy is going to be going over to Master Matt's house this weekend for his first taste of being a faggot. So I'm looking forward to that, but it looks like, and I'm thinking that this might be the case, that Tommy might end up serving Kyler. So we're going to see where that goes. It's all kind of up in the air, of course. But anyway, I just wanted to really focus on that story of Master Matt's dinner party because it's so intrinsic. Any alphas that are out there, you know, I just want to say this. You have a duty to your alpha brothers to pass this legacy on. You know, I see this in FinDom quite a bit where an alpha starts making some money in the FinDom scene, and he talks to his alpha buddies and says, hey, you know, you want to get in on this, you know, that kind of thing. It's the same kind of thing, you know, just understanding that this is part of your legacy as alphas, you know. It's part of your duty hierarchically to support, teach, guide your alpha brothers. That strengthens the whole pack, you know, and makes you a more powerful man. So that's my little advice from Fagville today. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I really love talking about Master Matt and Master Nick. So I hope some alphas out there are inspired by it and get to work. Anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya.
Bye.